Australia is being urged to follow Britain's decision to introduce a tax on sugary drinks. The British government has announced it'll be taxing soft drinks, with the tax levied on the volume of the sugar-sweetened drinks that companies produce or import. As David Taylor reports, a celebrity chef and the Greens are now urging the Turnbull government to do the same.
There are already taxes on tobacco and alcohol, and now Britain's joined a number of other countries by introducing a sugar tax. British celebrity chef and restaurateur Jamie Oliver.
This is a big moment in child health.
Mr. Oliver is a campaigner for better food education. He spoke to the BBC.
I mean, it's a big signal. It's symbolic that a robust government can actually get control of big business when it's having ill effect on child health. The logic behind it is the single largest source of sugar in our children and teenagers' diet is sugary sweetened drinks.
The British government will introduce two tax bans, one for total sugar content above 5 grams per 100 millilitres and a second, higher band for the most sugary drinks with more than 8 grams per 100 millilitres. The Treasury says examples of drinks which would currently fall under the higher rate of sugar tax include full-strength Coca-Cola, Pepsi and Lucozade Energy. The lower rate would catch drinks such as Dr Pepper, Fanta and Sprite. So could this lead to an Australian tax on sugary soft drinks? Jeff Parker is the chief executive of the Australian Beverages Council.
No, look, not a great fan. Quite dismayed why the UK government would go down this path. It's going to do virtually nothing to address obesity. Yes, it might, boost up the coffers of the UK government, but as far as a measure to actually address obesity, it's going to do little.
Official figures show that more than half of Australians are overweight. One in four people are obese. But Jeff Parker disputes the connection between soft drink consumption and obesity.
The average Australian child gets 43% of their kilojoules from discretionary foods. In that portion of the diet, soft drinks actually rank seventh, interestingly, and adults get 38% of their kilojoules from discretionary foods. So maybe we might be needing to have a little bit more of a holistic, informed and mature approach to this issue.
Jamie Oliver again.
You know, the heads of, GPs, Royal College of Surgeons, the list goes like 20 deep. So we knew that the right people and the science were there. The select committee came in, they did their job, they did the same. So I think ultimately, when we live in a democracy, a capitalist society, we want to be pro-business. But when we can mark and track ill health on our children, it's important that our kids in the next 50 years remain relevant, intelligent, full of energy, healthy, fit.
He wants to see governments around the world, including Australia, follow Britain's lead.
This is a profound moment. This, I believe, will travel to Canada, Australia, all these weak, we want to get prime ministers, we want them to grow some balls and start doing stuff that actually affects child health.
At least one Australian senator has spoken out in support of the idea. Greens leader, Senator Richard Di Natale.
Why can't we have a tax that, and we know what it does, is discourage unhealthy choices from people, and that money could be reinvested back into the health system.
The British government says the estimated £530 million expected to be raised by the tax will be spent on primary school sports in England.
David Taylor reporting.